فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. Welcome again into this Tajweed podcast. I would like first to say جزاكم الله خيرا for those who have emailed me and gave me the support to continue these podcasts. This is the fifth episode. Inshallah, today we are going to talk about the points of view, Islamic point of view regarding the mistakes in the Quran. So when we recite the Quran, if we have made a mistake while reciting the Quran, how do the ulama and the scholars of Qira'at and Tajweed consider this mistake? Is that a grave mistake? Is that a mistake that can be forgiven? Is that mistake can be put into consideration of haram and makruh, so on? So the ulama have divided these mistakes into two categories. One of them it's called al-lahnul jali, and the other one is called al-lahnul khafi. Now, first, what is al-lahn? Lahn means the mistake in Arabic language, but that's lahn means mistake in regarding the grammatical mistake. Anything to do with the Arabic language mistake, such as the i'rab, the analysis, the grammar, changing a letter or changing a vowel, a short vowel or a long vowel. This is briefly what is a mistake. But the scholars have defined this lahn mistake into lahn jali. Jali means it's obvious. But obvious means anyone would realize these mistakes. Even if he is or she is not an Arab person, would be able to detect this common mistake while reciting the Quran. For example, al-lahn al-jali, which is the obvious mistake, if you change a letter from a word into another letter, that is al-lahn jali, that is an obvious mistake. So for example, if you say, instead of saying the common mistake, starting the Quran al-Kareem, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So if you have detected what I have said, I just said Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, which I have missed a great letter which starting with this basmala, which is the ba with a kasra. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I said Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The other mistake, for example, so if I miss a letter or I change a letter with a letter, especially the letters that are similar to each other, for example, kaf and qaf, they're similar to each other. Ta and ta, they're similar to each other. Dal and dad, they're similar to each other. Okay, sin and sad, they're similar to each other. By changing that letter, which is in the empty mouth state, into full mouth state, show the heaviness, then this is a grave and a great mistake, which is called obvious mistake, al-lahn al-jali. Now, this is regarding the letters of Arabic language. The other one is regarding the short vowels and the long vowels, like fatha, damma, kasra, or long vowels such as ba, bu, bi. Fatha such as ba, dhamma such as bu, kasra such as bi, and sukun such as ab. Now, when we change fatha into dhamma, kasra into sukun, and so on, this is also called the lahn al-jali. It does not, it is a mistake in the Quran, but not only the mistake in the Quran, but also it is a mistake can lead into changing the meaning of that ayah and the meaning of Arabic language. So for example, if I say صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنَعَ أَنَعَ أَنَعَ, instead of saying صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ أَنْ سُكُون عَمْ سُكُون أَمْ سُكُون, so not صراط الذين أنعمت أنا That's changing السكون into فتحة or changing فتحة into سكون. The other one is making a short vowel long or shortening a long vowel. So for example, instead of saying ثم, you would say ثم. So instead of saying ثم, ث is a 1 second short vowel, you make it 2 seconds, ثم. This is also لحنجلي, it's an obvious. The opposite of this kind of mistake is to make a long vowel into a short vowel. For example, the common mistake by the people saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ instead of saying أعوذ أعو 2 seconds ذو 1 second أعوذ instead of saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. That's also a mistake. The other kind of mistake in the examples is when we make tashdeed, we say in Urdu tashdeed or we say in Arabic ashadda, the mushaddad make it mukhaffaf, which is the opposite of tashdeed. So, for example, if it's instead of saying iyyaka na'budu, you would say iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. So there is a shadda there. And the opposite, same thing. If you add a letter in Arabic language as well, so there was no letter there and you add another letter. And the common mistake by people saying, for example, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَ. So add the hamza and add a letter and a sound which did not exist in that ayah or that word after the word. So these are some of the examples, but there are many examples, but the ruling and the summary of this is if you change a letter with a letter, if you change a short vowel into another kind of short vowel, if you misplace the letters, if you make a short vowel into a long vowel, if you make a long vowel into a short vowel, this is called lahan jali, and this is not acceptable at all within the Qurra scholarship. So the Qurra, Imam al-Jazari, Imam al-Shatibi, in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Tabi'een, and the Ulama and the scholars of this time, they do not accept any such mistake to be taken in the Qur'an al-Kareem. The reason why, if the Ulama have allowed such mistake to be carried out, then there will not be nothing left in the Arabic language in the Quran al-Kareem. Al-Jazari says in his Muqaddimah, and that's why وَالْأَخْذُ بِالتَّجْوِيدِ حَتْمُ اللَّازِمُ مَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّدِ الْقُرْآنَ آثِمُ. And the person who does not take the consideration of tajweed, he does not read, does not recite the Quran with the tajweed, indeed that person will be sinful because he has neglected and he has made a grave mistake in reciting the Qur'an. The other kind of lahn, it's called the lahn al-khafi. That's the opposite of lahn al-jali. Lahn al-khafi means the kind of mistake that is hidden. It's not obvious. And this is it is not recognized by the common people, by the ulama of tajweed, the qurra, those who are experienced in reciting the Quran and listening to the students, they can pick up these mistakes. For example, Ghunna, instead of saying in Surah Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin, smacking that Ghunna for 2 seconds from your nostrils, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin, he said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّنَاسِ أو بِرَبِّنَاسِ. He didn't make shadda, he didn't make that ghunna, I mean. So then this mistake is called اللحن الخفي. Or, for example, did not make exactly the صفات as it has to be, or did not make the some of the idgham بِغُنَّة, some of the ikhfa, some of the qalqala. Then these are picked up by the ulama. The ulama says this is makruh, and the person must give time to learn this kind of tajweed so he can avoid this kind of mistakes. I mean, so jazakumullahu khayran wa barakallahu fikum.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka 'alayhima ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلا.
So inshallah for the next episode and the sixth one, probably we will finish it in the sixth, not in the seventh. We talk about the virtues of reciting the Quran, the adab, the etiquette of reciting the Quran, and the last thing is the four arkan that Imam al-Jazari has wrote and described about. How can we take the Quran in? He describes the four pillars of reciting the Quran. Jazakumullahu khairan. Keep checking the website and subscribe to the feed and leave a comment to support. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هنيئاً مريئاً والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلاء.